Welcome to RC Hangar Time, a weekly RC aviation podcast.
Hey, I've been ready. You guys have been bullshitting. I'm here.
Sure. All right, I'm going to start it.
No.
Yes.
See? I mean, I'll get blamed for it.
Damn it, Dwayne. All right, here we go. Episode number 27 of RC Hangar Time. We're back from our little hiatus, so we're going to get back going again and putting some stuff out. So what you guys been up to? It's been a few days.
Flying.
I know, I'm surprised. You've been doing a lot of flying, it sounds like.
Yes, I have, and I'm actually sad that the last 2 days it's been kind of windy that I haven't been able to fly. But well, I've been doing a lot.
Yeah, tell us about your flying experiences.
Our esteemed co-host, Wade Meadows, traded me a plane. Our other esteemed host tonight, Paul Rebray, he gave me an extra 300, which was I thought was a little bit too much plane for me. So Wade traded me a Trinity, EPP model Trinity, EPP foam, nice and big, 40-inch wingspan. We traded straight up, and I've been flying that plane pretty much nonstop since I've gotten I got it from Wade. It was 2-3D set up for me. I'm more of a pattern type guy. I'm more of just doing the precision type aerobatics, the Immelmanns, the Cuban 8s, the Hammerheads. Wade had it set up with a little bit further back center of gravity and really light and full throws. And so I decided I was going to put a carbon arrow down the center of the belly and add two little fishing weights up into the nose just to give a little bit more of a glide scope and make it a little bit more nose heavy. And after I've done that, it just suits my flying style to the T. I mean, I can do things with that plane that I didn't, that I was doing with my Beast. I'm doing even better with this plane, and this plane doesn't have the AS3X or anything. And I'm just
a little bit bigger and a little bit more stable probably too. Right.
Well, to be honest, I mean, yeah, it is, but the AS3X does give a lot of stability. So, I mean, if I were to take up against my Polecat, which doesn't have it against this, oh, yeah, this is hands down, the size is a tremendous gain. But the great part about it is I can do all the fancy precision stuff, which I'm getting a lot better at, but I could also slow it down to about a walk and land it at my feet, which is hard for me, again, with the reason I shied away from the larger planes is my depth of field. If I have to land far away from myself, I can't judge what's between the plane and a curb or a plane and a pole. This, I'm able to slow it down to a walk and just pretty much drop it at my feet. So I really like that, to be able to do that with this plane. And it's gotten me, got the flying spark lit again in my butt, and I've been flying my pits. I finally fixed that. I've put the hinges back on the lower ailerons and got it going, and this week I'm planning on ordering a Messerschmitt MA-109 EPP foam plane from Hobby King. So, yeah, I've been flying probably 4 or 5 flights a day every day except for the last 2 days with a giant wind.
Nice.
Or if I'm racing. I started my RC truck racing career 3 weeks ago, and I suck, but flying is actually easier, I think, than trying to go around a dirt track at any speed. So, but yeah, if I'm not racing, now I'm flying now. I've been doing almost all last month and a half.
Good. It's good for you.
Yes, sir. How about you? What have you been up to? I asked you. We didn't wait till the end.
I know. I can't believe it. I've been doing a little bit of flying here and there. I got out on Friday and flew about 8 flights, 4 on the Goblin, 4 on the 550. I ended up selling the NX4.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Gowie NX4. I put it up for sale and ended up selling it. Yeah, it's just so small, and I've already got 2 other helis that are the same size, basically, for a Nitro. So I decided that I wanted to sell it and save up and get a 700 Nitro, probably the new T-Rex 700 that they just came out with.
Speaking of helis, I did try to take out my MD-530 Ultra Micro, my Helimax, and it lasted a whole 30 seconds before it smacked into my roof, hit the ground, and it is in about 30 pieces. So I'm done with helicopters. So,
nice.
Yeah. I debuted my helicopter career, and it ended quite quickly.
Nice. Early retirement.
Yeah, early retirement, yes.
Yes. Oh, and I got the I picked up the SSL, that Axe 100 SSL. It's a little brushless micro heli with lights in it to fly at night. It's about the same size as the MCPX. That's just been my work heli. I've been taking it to work, and since I work nights, I'll fly it at break or at lunchtime, and out in the dark. And it's really hard. I've never flown anything at night except for on the simulator, and it's really hard to tell depth perception. So it's I'm not doing much with it, just flying some circuits,
I mentioned to the wife, I have some LEDs I won from Nitro Planes 2 years ago, and I said, I want to put them on the Trinity and try. And she didn't even say anything. She just looked at me and laughed. So,
shake her head and laugh.
She didn't shake her head. She just laughed, like, full out, full on, like, ha, 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 you're an idiot, laugh. And that was it, and walked out of the room. Nice. So maybe I'll pass on the night flying for now.
Yeah, it's definitely tougher than I thought it would be.
Yeah, it's really tough. I had them on my Dynamo Hawk Sky, which has since met its demise.
Nice. I'd like to put them on that profile plane that I have, the profile plane that I've been flying, and put them on that, put some lights on it, and try it at night. Because, it's foam. It'll just bounce, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's Depron, then it just cracks.
Nope, it's EPP.
Oh, okay. Oh, I wanted to bring up one more thing. At the race, at the track where I race at, I met a guy. You guys pick on me. He had a bright orange shirt on. He had black pants with bright orange stripes. His controller had a bright rubber orange band around the steering wheel. All his tools were orange handled, and all his trucks were bright, even brighter than my T6 transmitter, day glow orange with black and white checkerboard stripes on them. I've met my god.
Are you guys like best buddies now?
We talk. I mean, I race against him, so we're not best buddies. So, but but yeah, he is like to the soon. Ultimate with orange. Yeah, soon. he's like sloth in Ice Age, where all of a sudden he becomes like the god of all the other sloths.
Yeah,
that's what he's like. All the orange people are crowding to him.
Nice.
Yeah, it's pretty good. I was like, I got to tell the guys about this. I'm not the only one.
Nice. So that's all I got. How about you guys? Wade or Paul, whoever wants to go next?
Look, Paul.
Wade's been going on a crime spree, but yeah.
Yeah,
what's up, Paul?
We'll get into that.
Well, I spent this week working on my Top Flight 60-size Corsair that one of the Q-tips at the field gave me. He gave me a whole bunch of planes last week. And he says, this is a 60 size. He goes, but I don't really think it'll fly on a 60. It's a little too heavy. So I brought it home and weighed it, and it weighed just a hair under 12 pounds, which I think is too much for a 60 size engine also.
How much, Paul?
A little under 12 pounds. So I brought it home and put a Zenoa G20, a 20cc gasser on it. Got it all ready. Took it out Thursday and tried to fly it. And if you guys saw my video, I didn't give it a long enough takeoff, and it kind of stalled as soon as it took off. But no real damage, bent the landing gear up. So I took it out again today, and I flew it. I gave it a long takeoff run, and it flew great. Man, the thing lifted off real smooth, scale-like, ripped around the sky, brought it in for a beautiful landing. I'm proud of myself. That was a great flying plane.
It's a nice looking plane, too.
No mid-airs?
No mid-airs for me today. He gave me another plane, which is a Douglas A26.
Man, how are you guys getting all these planes, people giving you planes?
They have friends. Yeah, we stay in the house and do nothing. They have friends.
Well, I have friends, but I guess I just don't have any good friends.
Yeah, no shit.
This A26 is all balsa. It's built from Palmer Plans. It's an 80-inch wingspan, twin-engine bomber. It's got a working bomb bay. It's going to be fun.
You're going to have bombs come out of it?
I think I'm going to drop marbles on people's heads.
Nice.
You get those up. Run in it.
Paintball.
You can drop candy at Halloween.
There you go.
Well, I'm going to drop candy at our picnic and at our fly-in, probably.
No, I'm going to like the Berlin airlift and drop cans of tuna on people.
Got some good news this past week, another sponsor signed on for my fly-in. Savox is now on board, and they're sending us some servos and T-shirts. So that's pretty cool.
Nice. I love Savox servos. That's all I run in all of my stuff.
Well, that's what I have on my heli.
Yes, you do. But these are they're ultra high speed, high torque titanium gear servos they're sending us. They're $70 a pop, so those are some pretty nice servos.
Yep, those are the what are they, the 1290 TGs?
I forget the number, but that sounds like right.
Yeah, that's what I have in my T-Rex 550 is 1290 TGs for the cyclic.
Yeah.
They're great servos.
See, that's why you have no friends. You could actually remember the servo number. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
So that's it for me.
Cool.
Well, glad you got the Corsair off the ground.
Oh, it was fantastic.
Nice.
How about you, Wade?
Thief.
Where do we start? let's see. Basically, what I did was I've flown a lot. I got the shoestring up a couple more times. The other day, we were flying, and somehow the prop nut must came loose. It's just one of the things I need to start checking more with these nitro planes. The prop nut came out loose and blew the spinner off, the whole prop assembly completely off the airplane in midair.
Nice.
So, but the thing is that shoestring is so fast that I basically could glide around the airfield about twice before I had enough. I slowed it down enough to bring it in for a landing.
So, are you still liking the shoestring?
Yeah, no. I just got the motor. I worked on the motor tonight for about an hour again. I'm talking barely millimeters of turns with these needles. Trying to get it adjusted, and now it idles and spins up, spools up real nice. So I'm thinking we're running in the mid 100s, about 150 mile an hour range with this plane. So
nice.
She runs
fast.
What's
the motor on it?
It's a Super Tiger 92 stroke.
Oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's a gas guzzler. I mean, I only get 6-7 minutes on the tank, and it's done.
Put
what size prop are you running on it?
I think it's like a 14 by 11 or 14 by, I can't remember. It's a big prop.
Yeah. Cool.
We're running just slightly under, I'd say we're about 150 RPMs shy of what we should be with that motor, but whatever.
Nice.
So that one's running good. If you guys didn't see already, I got featured in Model Aviation Magazine. Yay.
Yeah, congratulations.
So that was pretty cool. Famous. I didn't even know. Yeah, I didn't even know what happened. I just started getting all these emails from everybody going, hey. So that was cool. And then to top it all off, me and John, the other guy, scored huge last night. So I can go through the list. We got 3 Blade MSR helis, all pretty much ready to fly. We got a Telemaster, almost 80-inch Telemaster, ready to fly. All I got to do is put gas in it, spin the motor up. 71-inch P-47 with retracts and flaps. 105-inch quarter-scale Cub. 40-size 4-star. A Chipmunk and a Ultimate Biplane. All for a fairly free price.
Fairly free?
Price. Yeah. So, score of a lifetime.
Yes,
yeah, I'm pretty
you
excited.
You sucked, and I'm extremely jealous, but I'm very happy for you.
But we're going to maiden, remaiden. I don't think any of these have actually ever been flown, because they all look really new, and there's no scrapes or anything on them. So we're going to maiden the Telemaster and the 4-star tomorrow.
Nice.
You know, I figured maybe if I stopped pissing off everybody I met, maybe I'd have friends that'd give me stuff. But I always piss everybody off.
Yeah, no kidding. Quit pissing everybody off.
No, I don't try to.
I know.
I'm doing it on purpose.
You lost out on a QQ too.
I heard that thing got smashed in the move.
It did. It's not bad. There's just a couple of nicks in it.
It's pretty bad. It's horrible.
Yeah. I'm just going to throw it in the trash.
No, give me the electronics.
I was going to say, salvage electronics. Shoot.
No, it's fixable. All it needs is a wing.
And a real pilot.
Oh.
I never crashed it.
I know, I'm just giving you shit, dude.
It needs a professional moving company, not a...
Exactly. Well, here's the thing. When I did move, all the helis were packed really nice, and nothing happened to the helis, and I just threw the airplane in between the helis so that it was a cushion for them.
Bastard. You know, when we moved, my wife took a separate car with all my planes in the back seat and on the back shelf just to make sure nothing happened to my planes.
Nice.
Because they had looked good hanging from the ceiling for another year and a half. I didn't want any dings while they were hanging, you know.
Yeah, I can't get any, moving rash on them.
No.
They need only a hangar rash, right?
Yeah, they don't even get that. if I'm lucky, they don't even get hangar rash.
Just collect dust?
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
'Tis but a flesh wound.
But I've also gotten better at that. I forgot to tell you I've flown. I've flown my EDF F-86 that I got at Christmas time, and I absolutely love it. But something, I don't know, I thought it was losing signal at first, but that wasn't the issue. What was happening was somehow, some way, the control rods inside are either twisted or binding, and when you give it up elevator, only one of the elevators come up and the other one kind of just hangs there. And if you give it rudder, it makes it even worse. So that's what was causing the plane to roll and then just spiral into the ground where I had no control. I thought it was loss of signal. So I got maybe 5 good flights out of it, and then it just kind of smashed again. And whatever's going on with the elevator is even worse. I don't know why it's happening. And if you can't tear it apart like a Horizon plane where you can slice down a fuselage and it comes apart in 2 halves, the fuselage on this is one piece. If you slice it open, it's pretty much done. So, but I've been fixing planes, though. I dunked it when the first time I did it, I was able to dunk it into hot water and fix it, and it didn't kill me inside or whatever, keep me up at night worrying about the wrinkles in the nose. I actually reflew it, and I'm trying to get over that whole, oh my God, it's got a ding in it, I can't fly it thing anymore. I'm trying to get over that.
Nice. Cool. Should we get into some news?
Did you say nudes or news?
Both.
Nudes.
Let's get into some new nudes news. How about that?
Yes. Perfect.
And now, from RC Hangar Times News Center, our very own Wade Wingnut Meadows.
All right, let's do some news. All right, for you heli folks out there, we've got from Heli Direct, you can get the Burt Camera Edition Series, whatever you want to call them, servos. 10.6 kilograms of torque, like 3, I want to say, hundredths of a second. Freaking speed. They're nice. They're running about, what would you say the price was again?
They were about $90 a piece.
$90 a piece.
Yeah, and the micro servos.
Yeah, there's the micro servos, fits all Goblin 500, all 500 size helicopters.
Yeah. And that's what they were designed for, was their Burt Kammer designed them for the Goblin 500.
Yeah.
So they're, I'll be picking some up for mine soon.
50 grams is all they weigh, which is pretty good for Metal Gear type servos, coreless Metal Gear servos. So pretty nice. They look pretty cool too. They got Burt Kammer signature and everything on the side of them.
Yeah, and they got that that motor kind of. It looks like it comes out of the case a little bit, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty sweet. I bet you that's how they get a little bit more torque in a smaller servo. Is they kind of. They cut a hole in the side and allow for a bigger coreless motor in it.
Yeah. I have to.
Pretty sweet, though. Nice deal. They look really cool. So, on top of that, Precision Aerobatics, if you go on their website, they're having a contest. All right. You can basically go in there. There's a contest where you can win a thrust and quantum combo from them. So you can win a good amount of money just by submitting a photo and a story about you and the Precision Aerobatics products. So go ahead and check that out on precisionaerobatics.com. Horizon Hobby's got a couple different releases. They got their Delta Ray. Supposedly it's a trainer, even though it's like a Elevon trainer. But this thing is really cool because what it features is it's four channel. So basically you got your Elevon working, so elevator, ailerons, and then you've got also for instead of a rudder, you have it's called differential thrust. Does anybody know what I'm talking about with differential thrust?
Yeah, it's like your old what's the ones they sell at Walmart?
The air hogs.
Air hogs, yes, exactly.
Basically, instead of a rudder control, all it does is it speeds one motor up to give it a little bit of a rudder control. But it features the sensor-assisted flight envelope, which is safe. Features the safe technology, which is amazing. If you haven't seen the safe technology, you need to get with the times.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, ready to fly, $180, and it looks okay. I mean, it basically looks just like a Delta Wing version of the the Stratus? What was that other one that they just put out? The red
Sea Ray? Oh, I don't know.
I can't even remember it, but
they've been pumping out a lot of planes lately.
Yeah, it's really hard to keep up with them.
Yeah.
That's good, though.
I'm
tired of seeing Cubs, and I'm tired of seeing P-51s. That seems like the only two things that manufacturers want to put out. Cub and a P-51. Cub, P-51.
Yeah, it looks just like the Firebird Stratus. Just Delta Wing.
Nice.
They also got a couple other good new releases. They got the Habu 180 UMX Habu with AS3X. So that's buying a fly basic, $125. You need to buy a battery. As far as the battery is concerned, I think it's a 200 milliamp 2-cell. So you're going to get about 4 minutes of fly time, but I mean, pretty stable. I saw the video of it. It looks pretty stable, but not for me.
Not for me. Yeah, like you need any more planes at this point in time in your life.
Yeah, where are you going to store them?
You don't need more room.
At?
Yeah. Kick the wife out.
Ultra micro.
Doesn't matter.
Then, speaking of ultra micros, Icon A5 BNF. So you see plane fanatics. I would like to see somebody land that in like a kiddie pool, like in their backyard. Like it'd be totally doable because the thing is so light, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's the next RC Hangar Time challenge.
Yes.
Yes.
Submit us your videos of landing your, the Icon A5 in your kiddie pool.
Or any other seaplane in
any
small
plane.
Bodies of water.
Yes.
Any plane.
Any plane in any
plane. That's in your, a small kiddie pool.
That's your challenge for the week. Maybe that's what I'll do with the QQ. Take it up and dive bomb it into a pond for you and video it.
All right, submit your videos to, what is the email?
info@rchangertime.com.
info@rchangertime.com. Submit your videos, we'll vote on them. Best one, I'll go ahead and just purchase them. We'll just say a six-channel orange receiver.
Nice.
I'll go ahead and do that.
Nice. Yeah, that could be fun.
That's all the money I got.
$2?
$5.99.
No, it actually went up because they discontinued the original. Now they have one that has dual antennas come out. It's like $8.56 because I need to buy a new one.
All right.
For my new plane. So there it is. Wade is putting out $8.56 of his own money right there, people.
But there has to be more than three entries.
Yes.
Okay, that's all I've got for
news. I got news.
Maybe. Yeah, that's all I got.
If you live in central Missouri, be on the lookout for a tall, blondish-haired man and a shorter, balding man. They like to frequent RC clubs and rob them. They're considered armed and dangerous, so just keep an eye out for them, too.
Not to name any names, but Wade and the other guy.
They're just not robbing individuals. They're robbing the entire club in one sweep. So just.
Did you guys see my video of the goblin? I mean, not the goblin. The Viper 500 crash.
No, I haven't.
If you don't let me have your airplanes, I'll just mount a GoPro improperly to it, and I'll crash your airplane into the ground at 150 miles an hour.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was the one where the GoPro slid off at the back, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know the names of these things. You gotta just tell me where the GoPro slid off the back of the plank.
The plank.
Yes, and crashed. Then I'll know what you're talking about. Oh yeah, that one.
Yep. I forgot one thing. We'll be hanging out with Gina Tucker and friends at IRCHA this coming up weekend.
I know. I hate you.
Cuddling spooning time.
Yep. I'm bringing like this little kitty tent, and I'm gonna sleep in it. It's like one of those little kitty ones you get from like Target.
Is that like Snoopy on the side? That would be even better.
No, it's actually orange, but it's like I have to curl up in it because it's too short.
Nice. I wonder what a plane ticket would cost to get to Indiana for me.
No, just go to St. Louis.
St. Louis?
Yeah, text me your info real quick. Text me your
Yeah,
where would you fly out of Salt Lake?
Yeah, Salt Lake Airport.
Okay, I'll get the price for you. Anyways, that's all I've got for news.
Cool.
Dude, your car gets like 39 miles per gallon. Just drive.
I ain't driving that far.
Oh, I love road trips. If I had a vehicle that got less, that got more than 12 miles per gallon, I would drive all over the place. I love driving. It's fun. I drove from Pittsburgh to Rapid City one time, 23 and a half hours straight. When I was the last hour from home, I was seeing pink reindeer jump across the highway. That's how fast I was.
I've been there. Been there.
Can you leave Friday? Sure.
Maybe.
All right. And you want to come back Monday or Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay.
You get to cuddle with Wade. I mean, that's a perk.
I know, right?
In his Snoopy tent.
Yay.
Snoopy tent. I can see him sleeping on top of it. Like Snoopy. I would reinforce your tent and sleep like Snoopy right on top of his doghouse.
You guys are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I try.
All right, so is that all for news?
Correct.
All right, should we get into our quick little update for our topic, and that'll be it for today, right?
I got one complaint. Who put the stymie on sharing food and pictures of their food in Hangar Time?
I don't know.
Oh,
not me. I told them go do whatever you post them or whatever you want. Somebody was like,
I noticed
there was a few people that were saying. Oh, Hangar Time's turning into
Food Network.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with my rant, I could have been Paula Deen. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. There was like a week straight where it was just nothing but food there for a while.
That's all right. There was no flying. Weather was crappy across the country. But this isn't Hangar Time related, but look at that picture that was just put up by one of Hangar Time's members. That's why I'm sharing it in Skype with you guys. Look at that primer.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm going to put up a picture of a Permane Brothers sandwich tomorrow.
I just shared it in Skype a little earlier, Paul.
Oh,
you guys
okay.
Know what Permane Brothers are?
Nope.
It is, if you believe in God, it is heaven. If you believe, whatever you believe in, it's the ultimate of what you believe in. It is... They take any type of meat you want. It could be like a fried chicken breast. It could be corned beef. It could be anything. And then they put coleslaw, French fries on top of that with a tomato. And I thought the first time I saw it, oh, my God, it's disgusting. Because when I was younger, I was picky. And then I actually tried one time after I was out at the bar drinking. And I'm not kidding you. It is absolute bliss. It will take away your worries. If you got divorced, you'll find a new girlfriend. If your dog ran away, you'll find your dog. It'll pay off your car loan if it got repossessed. That's how good these sandwiches are.
Wow. Well, I might have to go and try one.
They're only available in the Pittsburgh area. I tried to get them to FedEx me one overnight. They won't do it. Maybe Paul will, since he's in that area often. I would do anything for one.
I'll send somebody a Permane. That's cool.
Oh, I'd pay for it, man. I tell you what, to have one right now, oh, God.
What kind of meat do you want?
I like the chicken and I like the corned beef ones. I like any of them. You can just surprise me. Shoot. I do that in restaurant. Right. I'll go in, I'll come up with three menu items, and I'll say, all right, I'll, like three entrees, we go to a fancy restaurant or something. I'll go, all right, out of these three, just bring me one back, because I hate making food decisions. I'm not hard to please.
All righty then.
I found your cost.
Okay.
You're not going to like it.
Well, how much?
$700.
Round trip, $510.
That's not bad for round trip.
No, yeah. especially
plus, you get a free colonoscopy, too, with TSA.
No kidding.
Little radiation treatment.
Yeah, I'm going to have to wait till next year for on that one.
Well, they're cutting out the scanners now, Paul. Now they're going mainly just to the strip searches again.
Now you just get to turn your head and cough.
Wear a shirt with Bin Laden on your chest. See how that goes. And then report back to us from Guantanamo. RC Hangar Time, live from Guantanamo. What's that in the background? Oh, it's a 5 o'clock prayer. Never mind. Just ignore them. You're bitching about my birds. You got 5 o'clock prayer behind you going on. Sorry.
All right. So yeah. what is our
moving on?
Yeah, what is our topic for tonight?
We're just gonna give a quick update of what we're gonna do with the new direction of the show. Talk about the new hosts and the host rotation.
All right.
So, who wants to talk about it?
All of us.
You.
All right.
All of
yeah,
us.
You're the only one who knows about it, so share with us.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to RC Hangar Time. For more information, please check out our website, www.rchangartime.com. You can also check us out on Facebook. Just search RC Hangar Time.
So, RC Hangar Time, we took a little time off to regroup and to work some things out. And, you know, we're working on some new things for the show. We've come up with a bunch of new guys that have shared interest in, you know, being hosts on the show and participating in the show and helping out. So we talked about it, and we're going to be having a host rotation. So each week there may be different hosts and different topics, and we're going to try to combine each host that will be, you know, the best for that topic or for that guest that we have that week. So it should add some, you know, variety and some new stuff to it. Hopefully it works out, and hopefully everybody, you know, likes it, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me.
But other than that, if you guys want to add anything else, then, you know, go for it.
I'm just glad to be back. And I just want to point out there was some confusion on my own page about what I posted and why I posted. I sat this out for listeners. It was nowhere meant to be a hateful page or directed at certain people that I put out there. It was simply put there to prove the hypocrisy of Facebook, how they go after certain pages and not others. I'm not getting into the details what the page was about, who it was about, where it was directed. But my main beef, and you guys know me from day one, I hate Facebook's hypocrisy on how they do things. I've seen people threaten hate, say hateful things, and they're up and running. I say one word and I'm banned for 12 hours. So that was my only sole reason for creating the page that I did, and it was misunderstood by some. So that's all. I'm not going to apologize for making the page. I just want to say that it was a misunderstanding as to why it was created. And just me being misunderstood in general, which most people do, even my parents, my wife, my kids, my dogs, my bird, my fish. So, but that's just me. I'm used to that, though. So I'm just glad to be back.
Nobody understands the badger.
Nobody.
Give up on trying to figure that one out.
We're a strange species, that's for sure.
But yeah, it was a nice break. Hopefully we didn't lose too many listeners, and we can pick back up where we left off and come back stronger. And we've got a lot of cool new hosts. I think everybody's going to like the new guys that we've chosen to.
So what, you're saying we're not cool?
No, the other guys are cooler. So this is like this section, or this show is like the B team. The next week is going to be the A team, you know?
Oh, wait, let me guess though. You're going to be on that show next week too, right?
Of course.
Uh-huh. I know what I want to throw out there. For our listeners and for our Facebook page and forum page, one of our hosts today had suggested a fly-in. That would be Paul Rebers. And he rightfully and so wisely chose Missouri as the center of the country. Technically, it's Kansas. Yeah, but Missouri is probably about the best spot.
But the point,
unless you live in Bangor, Maine.
The point you're missing is that I will be running that fun fly and hosting that fun fly. So ultimately,
You can host out of my house or Wade's. We got internet. We are Missouri. We have internet and electricity. I know it's hard to believe. We don't have teeth, but we got electricity and internet.
Not going to happen.
Ugh.
No.
Where I was going at, somebody here, regardless of the point of where it's held, when it's held, who runs it, somebody thinks Utah, not mentioning any names, is the Midwest. That's all. That was my biggest complaint. Somebody needs to get their geography lessons going again.
I may or may not have been a little inebriated, so.
Shoot, I lived in Rapid City, South Dakota, and I consider that the West. You're even westerer than that.
Westerer.
I think once you cross the Mississippi, you're in the West.
Well, we're right on the Mississippi. I think anything that borders the Mississippi would be considered Midwest. So that would be like Illinois, Missouri, you know, Iowa.
Well, once you reach the Rockies, then you're in the West.
Yes, yes. Even the foothills of the Rockies. When you have more elk and mountain goat than people, you're in the West.
When you have geographic features called buttes, you're in the West.
Yes. Where you have alien base camps on people's ranches, then you're in the West.
When our hills are as big as your guys' mountains.
Yes. 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 Well, the Allegheny Mountains weren't too are kind of decently sized in Pennsylvania, but still nothing compares to yours out there. Those giant what do they call, not just the prairie, but like in between the prairie and the buttes, whatever they call that, the plateaus out there. Yeah. There's no plateaus in the Midwest.
Yeah.
That's solely
there's Western. Nothing here like that.
Yeah.
We got rolling hills though.
Pretty flat. Yeah. Pretty boring.
Yeah, we're like the A cup of the country. You're like the double D's.
Right?
I found a photo album online of that fly-in, that Booter Park Show Me 2013 Big Bird fly-in that I went to this past weekend. We had 33 pilots and thousands of spectators. I found that. I'll post a link here so you guys can see it as well.
Cool.
Sweet. I've yet to meet RC Air Show.
It was really cool, man. This guy was flying an F-16 turbine on a 400-foot runway, so you do the math.
Yeah, you've never been to an RC flying field, and you've never been to an RC show, flying show, but yet you want to host one? That makes perfect
sense. I want to host one. I said I just want to, like Paul suggested, I could be home camp. I could be like the offer the headquarters. You can host it. I'll offer the headquarters.
There's no flying field in Missouri anyways, so.
Yes, there is.
Yeah, there are.
There's lots.
There's just none. Well, there's actually one by me that I still have yet to find.
Where is it at?
It's right up here, actually, in Kirksville, but two separate guys gave me directions. They're like, you go up this way, you go up the blacktop. Okay, first of all, I'm from Pittsburgh, so going up the blacktop could be any road imaginable. Then you make it right onto this road by the church, and then it's a gravel road for about 3 miles until you come to a barn. I'm like, okay, that's all of this whole area. So they didn't give me actual like street names and addresses, so I still can't find it. It's only like 5 miles from my house, but
hey,
I can't
find it.
How
close are you to Osage?
I'm pretty far.
Yeah, they got one there in Eldon.
So. Are we done with the show or what?
Yeah.
Oh. Because I'm still recording. I'll have to edit in an ending.
No,
okay, well, that's all I got.
The end.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. I can't wait till next week.
Yeah.
I'll actually have news.
Sweet.
You won't be on next week. You're not in rotation.
Oh, am I not? So you're going to put the guy out of rotation that'll be in Urcha? Live from Urcha?
No.
Nobody, because you screwed me over.
Wade will be there. Somebody's got to do the news. Just kidding.
Thank you very much for tuning into this week's episode of RC Hangar Time. Remember to help spread the word. You can find us on the web at www.rchangartime.com or just do a Facebook search for RC Hangar Time. We enjoyed having you. We just hope you enjoyed being had. And remember, have fun, be safe out there. We look forward to seeing you again next week.